you love an abstract being.
Exactly. So this is what we're calling Esther Pani.
Yep.
You say you have God.
You can't see his face.
Like I wrote last week, that God is playing out. The Rav Adam Sinai says God is playing with us hide and seek. What's the meaning of hide and seek?
Yeah.
God wants us to look for him. He's talking to look for him because he's not visible. So where do we look for him? And to understand what it's all about, he says about this small kid. He came to his father crying. Crying. Why do you cry? He says, we were playing hide and seek. And after half an hour that I'm hiding, I realized everybody left the place and nobody's looking for me. So he was crying. He says, now think about God. God is also playing with us hide and seek, but nobody's looking for him. Think how God feels. God wants us to look for him. Now, where do you look for God? In the Torah. You look in the Torah, you find God. It's like this guy, this kid, he was going in the evening home, he lost his keys. So he's looking after, is this a big lamp on the street, and he's looking behind it to find the key. People going through, and they start helping him. After half an hour, they find nothing. He says, are you sure you lost it here? He says, no, I lost it the next street. He says, why do you look here? There is no lamp there. So you have to look in the proper way. If you look in the proper place. Yeah, exactly. And that's but we do it all the time. We're looking for God in strange places. God is everywhere. And he wants us to find him. And he loves us. How do you love him? Look at the creation. Look what he did for us. And be thankful for everything. Because we realize that there are three levels of believing in God. It's supposed to say there is a power. Then there is a God. But the real thing is to understand that God is here with us. And he looks after us like we are the only child. Each one of us is the only child of the Kodesh Baruch. If we realize this, then we love God. So now you have to work on it. That says, if you have a mind, you have the neshama here, and you have to work it out. It's like, you know, they say people want big muscles to go to a gym. But you know, the same thing, to have muscles, you need to go to a gym. You have to go to a gym for the soul also. If you don't work your soul, if you don't work your neshama, it's going to rot, chas v'sholom. You have to work it out. That's why it's very important to learn. It's very important to open the mind and to think and to learn. Why? Because you're developing your mind. You know, we all know, if you look at people, that you come to old age home and you see people sitting. They've got nothing.
Not here.
I'm not talking about here. But chas v'sholom, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. But if you occupy, then if you work your mind, you won't find peer people staring at the walls. If they're not ill, chas v'sholom. But otherwise, you won't still. Because, why? Because God gave us a mind, and our mind is the real thing. The body, sometimes the body doesn't do what we want him to do. But as long as the mind works, we are all right. And if we connect our mind to God, we're not all right. We are much better. That's the idea behind everything.
That's also sometimes words, vocabulary, whatever you want to call it. We say the fear of God. I don't like that expression. I think it's the awe of God.
Exactly.
You know, not the fear.
That's exactly the thing.
And that's where people get mixed up. Oh,
that's why I said,
know?
It's not this fear. Chas v'sholom, on the contrary.
And that's what
it's the fear. It's like you love somebody. Yeah. What do you fear? That he's going to leave you. That's the fear. I fear that he's going to leave you. That's the only fear that God wants us. Okay, sometimes it starts with a low level. But the idea of the fear of God is exactly the fear of two people loving each other, and the fear is that one is going to leave. Yeah. And doesn't I'm not talking about the reason. That's not what's important. The fear of us is that the one that we love is going to leave us. And if we understand and take this fear to the love of God, then we are really loving God. It's not the fear. God doesn't want to do anything wrong to us. And it's so stupid. Sometimes I see those who try to bring people back tshuva, and like they're threatening them. And think, and every time I hear it, I cannot listen to it. It says, what do you do? Do you want people to be afraid of God? They're supposed to love God. And the way you do it, they're going to do the mitzvahs because they fear that they're going to be punished. That's not the idea. You have to fear God because you love God.
Yo, shkoyech.